Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our devotional. It's 8 o'clock. I would like to, I'm starting a session today, our devotional session. It's not going to be like a regular session. I would like to remind you, cell phones, noise makers, please turn them off. We don't need any extra mechanical accompaniment to our program today. If you have any questions, we'll just deal with them later. And Susan would encourage you all to come closer. We're going to be singing and reading, and it would be great to feel like a cohesive group. If you want to stay where you are, that's fine, but we would love it to come closer and be part of our group here. We will be recording this session. We'll be recording all these sessions. If you have to get up and leave the middle, feel free to do it. And you guys will hear all about book sales and all that kind of stuff later. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Susan Spohr, who is an apostle of the Community of Christ. She has been coming to Sunstone for several years now and is a familiar face to many who have benefited from her workshops. She is currently in charge of Canada and the Pacific Islands and was most recently in French Polynesia, and we'll let her take over her wonderful service this morning. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and I'm delighted to be able to share in this worship with you. Our purpose here today, for this half hour, is to praise God and to draw closer in relationship to God. So that is what we will be doing. Our theme thought has to do with the theme of the entire Sunstone experience. From childhood to maturity, we celebrate the gifts of God to us and the worth of all persons. Let us worship in a spirit of joy and grace. I'm going to start with a song, which many of you will not know. It's based on the Psalms. The first Psalms that the Christian faith tradition sang right after Christ's resurrection occurred were based on the Psalms, which were the songs of the Jewish people. So today we will be using a couple of the songs that come right out of the scriptures. This one goes, "Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever." I'm going to sing it to you and then invite you to sing with me. So listen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Again, praise the Lord, for he is good. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth.
And taste is lilac rare, and meadows run, We praise your world and you, O Lord.
Praise be to God for God's surrounding world, the fields drought and the skies silent. Blue weeds at roadsides and pheasants running. Green evenings and night come down with fireflies.
As children swing bats and neighbors mow and wave, and farmers scythe and bale and girls adorn, we praise your world and you, O Lord.
Praise be to God for handshakes and galloping children, words of love and rollicking laughter.
As just people act and all become Samaritan, and towns are open towns and everyone has worth, we praise your world and you, O Lord.
Praise be to God for healing in the midst of hate, sight in the times of blindness, freedom in the places of slavery, and hope in the ages of despair.
Praise be to God.
Let's try another song. You guys did really well with that. These are camp songs from my own tradition. And this one is one that we like to sing, and it involves you standing up and sitting down if you would like to do that. If you don't want to stand up and sit down, that's fine. And I wonder, Robin, could you help me with this? Help me with this? Okay. And we will sing it for you, and we'll just go like this when we're standing up and sitting down. So just listen and watch, and then we'll have you try it, okay? The only words are Alleluia, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. That's it, okay? It goes like this, I'll do the Alleluias. Okay. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Got the idea? Okay. It's time. Then switch. That's right. But we'll start here with the Alleluia's and we will praise ye the Lord's
beginning. Maybe first time a little slower. Just a little slower.
Oh, okay. As we think then about the blessings of God, our relationship with God, we must acknowledge God's grace. A grace that is larger than our human minds can even begin to comprehend. So for a moment, I would like you to concentrate on how God's grace has moved in your life. How have you experienced that unconditional love, mercy, forgiveness, and grace of God? I will give you, probably longer than you want, I will give you a full 3 minutes of silence. I want you to think about God's grace or whatever else occurs to your heart to think about and draw close to God in these moments. Turn now to the worshiping community. This week we are considering our faith journeys as we move from immature faith to mature faith. Like human beings all over the world, we grow and develop. And although our theme has to do with immature to mature faith, I would like us now for a moment to concentrate on the relationships in our lives. I want you to think about the children, the elderly, the contemporaries that are part of your life, those that have helped you move from immaturity to maturity, those that you are mentoring from childhood to adulthood, the influences of other people. I would like you to lift them all and hold them in the heart of God. If it helps, imagine that you are standing perhaps on God's hands and that you reach out and draw into that image of those whose relationships are dear to you, those who influenced you, even if they've already died. Bring them all in to stand with you in that enveloping love and grace of God to be with you. So let's go through that exercise of imagining that, or if you would prefer, just think about those people and thank God for their touch in your lives and offer your thoughts to God during this time. hands again to the worshiping community. Psalm 63 says, O God, thou art mine. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the synagogue. Because thy loving kindness is more blessed than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I yet live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Robin, I'm going to put you on the spot again. Do you know that song, This is the Day the Lord Has Made? Okay, can you come and model that with me? Right, our closing song will be this one, also from the Psalms. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it's an echoing kind of song, and it goes like this. This is the day,
this is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
Rejoice,
we will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
Then together, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day,
this is the day
that the Lord has made.
Beloved Father in heaven, we are so grateful to have encountered you this morning at the beginning of this day of Sunstone Sessions, where you praise your name and give thanks for your loving kindness. We are thankful for the minds with which we can puzzle out the questions that we have about you and about how you work in the world. We're so grateful for the love that supports us on this journey. We ask your blessing particularly to be with Susan and Robin and Stephen as they have helped us worship you this morning. And be with us as we encounter ideas today and as we encounter old friends and as we encounter new friends, that your spirit will also be in those encounters. These blessings we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.